Blog Talk Radio.
A denied entry to USA show.
You go retaliate and do to hurt your friends, it becomes a gang situation. Listen, you know, y'all up against the military, and then y'all become a militarized zone.
All right, listen up. Have you been stopped at the U.S. border?
Trying to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? But whoever bring the noise, you know, 209 to figure road, you know what I'm saying? We got to handle our business. We ain't letting nobody step on our toes. Blood, rips, or whoever.
Do you have a criminal record? You know who you are.
Come on, bullet holes, scars. Come on, 19, 20 years in prison. YA, camp, juvenile hall, San Quentin, Folsom, Solidar, Cork, Pelican Bay, Chino, the whole.
Well, this show is definitely for you then.
I think the police out here primarily arrest criminals, irregardless of their hue, criminal allegiance, sex, religion, faith, all that. They are out here to arrest criminals. And gang members tend to fall into the criminal realm. They're criminals. They shoot, kill, pack illegal weapons. They're criminals. So as a consequence of that, they have to have a gang division of the police department. No, but the pigs ain't out just to arrest a certain person. They are anti-criminal. I ain't mad at them. That's their job. 5-0, no, I ain't got nothing against them. As far as they being soldiers, taking money out of the bank. If they swat me on some activity, I gotta get down with them. That's the rule. But I ain't gonna fuck with them for no reason, and they ain't gonna fuck with me. Cause I drive by the rule. I ain't got nothing against 5-0. They push up on me, I'm getting ill. And the motherfuckers going.
Now, reaching out to you from the beautiful Pacific Northwest, it's Ken and Lisa.
As you know, the show's for you, only you, and no one else. And hey, we got yours truly here. It's Ken Scott, Senior, U.S. Immigration Law Intelligence Analyst with www.usentrywaiverservices.com. And we resolve all border crossing issues. Oh, let's just...
Hey, bro.
There we go. Yeah, I was going through my spill about us resolving all kind of border crossing issues. We can get you clear to enter the USA. It does not matter what it's for, whether it's for or because nothing's impossible. Why? Because we're there when you need us. What do you think?
That is so true.
Perfect. So perfect. Oh, almost said the wrong word. It's on YouTube. So yeah, so I'm in a great mood myself. We got this brand new program. It's got me hyped up. It's going to be extremely profitable, helping so many people avoid having to possibly get these waivers. It's got me, you know, I'm tickle pink just hearing it. I'm so tickle pink that it's reminded me of...
Girl,
her name was
Jones. She loved the way I rock on the microphone. When I met Jones, I took her home. She was just like a doggy all on my phone.
Oh, I remember that.
Another girl, her name was Ann. All she wanted was to sleep with a man. When I met Ann, I shook her hand. We ended up sticking by a garbage can. The next young freak I met was Red. I took her to the house and she gave me head. She likes to freak, is all she said. We jumped in the sheets and we broke my bed.
Yeah, so anyway, you weren't expecting that, eh?
Not too short, bro.
Well, you know, he and I, how can I say it? we have a similar mindset on various things, and apparently people say we used to look alike. I don't know about that, but we have a similar mindset.
Yeah, I'd probably bulk on the look.
Well, he's not as smooth as OG Scotty B, but what can we say? Yeah, but that's me. But yeah, so
the original.
Hey, like I said, yeah, I'm just happy, after we got this special program, like I said, people, and I have to give it to you. You're the one that developed 80% of it. So for you, I have to give you this tribute because it's just you.
To know you got another thing coming, bitch. I'm still around.
Bindi Johal's fast life came to a fast end.
Chris on the beat.
That's you.
I'm still around.
Introducing. Producing.
Just want these guys to know you got another thing coming, bitch. I'm
rich.
Bindi Johal to these hoes. Wanna talk smack? When you don't even know. I told you how it is, being a victim to the game. With all the noise going on, it's driving me insane. I'm riding through the streets of Surrey. Get money in a hurry. Told my mama only.
That's you. You ride through the streets of Surrey. Well, on the way to the office, but nonetheless the streets. So.
I was going to say, I don't roll through the hood anymore.
Well, I do, though. But I love riding through the hood. I don't know what it is. It's, don't get me started. It's a subject for another video. But I've driven through the hood in so many places that it's unreal. And the things I had a chance, to see. But that's another time. So, yeah, you can tell I'm stoked, and I know you're stoked by this new service. So, can you believe all the people we're going to help? And we're the only one in this industry that offers this program that has the specialized knowledge. Most of it's you, but has the specialized knowledge in this. And these guys in this industry, well, a certain industry, will be lining up because their companies stand to make so much more money. We can triple the money these companies make, and for a fee we can sort that out for them. So I'm going to just turn it over to you because you're the man of the hour.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I don't know if I'd go with the man of the hour, but Well, I mean, the topic that we're going to go on today is about truckers, and basically, that move the, goods across the U.S. and into Canada, and there's a specific set of rules that they're supposed to follow, and some owners, and some dispatchers, they don't actually have the knowledge of what drivers can and cannot do in the United States. So
exactly.
That's what that's the topic I wanted to touch base upon, and that's why this one is very close and near and dear to me, because I have many friends that are in the trucking industry, and they the question always gets asked to me personally. Hey, can Canadian drivers, do pickup and deliveries in the United States? Simple answer, yes and no.
Okay.
So, with that, when you get to the borders, if you're a truck driver, you know, if you've been to the United States, I mean, the program is pretty simple. You pull up to the border guard. He asks you what you're hauling, where you're going, how long you're going to be there. It's pretty simple. And with that in mind, it's been called, if you're driving, the universal term that CBP basically uses is called cabotage. I mean, other guards will call it point-to-point, or they will call it interstating. But at the end of the day, the universal term, if you really look at it, is cabotage. And many of these drivers fall under the cabotage category, especially if they're not supposed to be doing something that, CBP and INS, if they catch you doing it, they don't like you doing it. And basically, the two regulatory bodies, number one is U.S. Customs, CBP, and the Immigration and Naturalization Service, INS. And if you're a Canadian truck driver, I mean, you got to comply with both, to be honest. It's just, there's no way around it. And
exactly.
Many of these drivers are just basically told by whether it's the owner operator or an owner or a dispatcher, hey, while you're there, go from, A to B to C to D and then come back to A. And it's not like back in the old school days where when I used to drive, the rigs and stuff like that, where you wrote it in a manual logbook. Nowadays, everything's all technology based, and there's electronic logs that they can follow you, and they know whether you went. We'll just use an example. If you picked up a load from Richmond, British Columbia, and you head to Seattle. And once you leave Seattle, I mean, you're going through the weight scales. And if you head into Arizona, taking a load from Seattle to Arizona, that's a simple, plain and simple no-no. That's called point-to-point or interstating.
Yeah.
And then when you come back to Canada and you try to re-enter the United States, they already know that. They don't even have to even ask you because they've already seen it. And then they pull you to secondary, and that's where things do get complicated. And you can touch base on this one, Scotty.
I was actually going to say, having said that, so these guys, they get pulled into secondary, and the guard says to them, Mr. Sugwinder Singh, how are you today, sir? You say, oh, I'm doing fine. Good, good, good. So, what were you doing, and let's just say, between Seattle and Portland, Oregon? What stops did you make, or did you make any stops? Now, Sugwinder, his ass is on the line because he made two unauthorized stops. Here's how he's going. Oh, ignore that. Here's how he's going to get screwed. If he says, and using your words, in a manner undirected, he says the wrong thing regarding a false statement, he now has a lifetime ban to the USA. Lifetime meaning until you leave planet Earth. He's got a lifetime ban, which means he needs a waiver until he leaves planet Earth, whether he leaves in 5 years or 500 years, he needs a waiver. Now, if he tells, how can I say it? If he says things in a way that's factual, they say, oh, well, sir, you did unauthorized labor. So now you need a waiver, but he may only need a waiver for 5 years or so. So no matter how you slice the pie, if he says, it depends which direction he wants to go. If he goes to the far right, he's done for life. If he goes to the far left, he's got 5 years if he's lucky. So the best prevention, the best thing is prevention, is preventing this from happening. And that's where we come into play because we come to your company. We go over the specifics in detail about this cabotage or point-to-point. I like point-to-point. We explain the parameters. We explain how it's done. We go into details regarding what happens when and if your drivers get caught breaking the rules, what happens to the driver, and the possible ramifications for the company. So these companies, we can save them a lot of money because there's a, we won't go into detail here for the mellow fellow who might be listening, who might try to copy it, or for the other fellow, we won't say his name, who likes scrambled eggs, hash browns, and white toast with extra butter. He might try to monetize it. He won't know how to monetize it. So those two fellows are going to try to monetize it, so we won't go into too much detail regarding that. But there's a way that we can help your company, your trucking company. If you make, I don't know, let's say a trucking company makes, I don't know, $250K a year, which we know is much more than that. So we can go there and say, you know what, Mr. Singh, instead of making $250K a year, how would you like to make $900K a year? It's like, oh, how? And we'll show him how. And then once he sees it, he's going to turn to us and say, we are his new best friends. I said, we'll put that package together for you. And then he can legally, quite literally, get all the business, both sides of the border. And CBP can only say, yes, sir, no, sir, to him. Then he's the one on top. And the thing is, if he does it the way we suggest and then follows the parameters we set up, and we'll, you know, we'll work with him hand on hand putting this together, he's going to soon be in the Millionaire Boys Club. And this is why I'm excited, because you did, you know, you did your portion, did mine. We put two great heads together, and then these companies, these freight companies, you know, and I'm talking about like the smaller fish ones, like the mid-sized ones. Soon we're going to have a new millionaire man club full of these guys. And like, so once these guys get the program, they're going to faint, because we're going to show them how they can triple, if not quadruple, their income, and it's all legal. And it's funny, the cheap waiver companies don't know how to do it. A lot of these other lawyers don't know how to do it. That's because of the fact that they don't have the special expertise that we do. And on that note, I'm going to have a drink of wine. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, specifically, you know, to target, you know, not just the trucking, you know, sector. It's basically, if you are a owner, and most of these guys that are just, you know, regular drivers, I mean, I hate using the term that they're expendable, but these companies that do it, you know, if you get the one guy who, you know, just did his job and he cannot enter the United States, that's where we come in, you know, to help, you know, these guys, because I'm not just there, you know, to help, you know, just the owners. I'm there to help, you know, the drivers, because they're supposed to know, you know, a lot of these rules, and to help these guys, you know, a lot of these guys that have come in, you know, they just following orders. That's all they were doing. And now they can't go back to the States because, you know, they have family out there. They have, you know, a wife and kids here. And, you know, that's our job, is to make sure you can travel free and clear without, you know, any type of, you know, restrictions. And, you know, like I said, it's something I'm very passionate about, because me being a former truck driver myself, having, you know, businesses on two sides of the border, I kind of know, you know, the ins and outs of the business. But for me, driving nowadays, I've kind of retired, you know, I've seen the entire, you know, board in both sides, you know, Canada and the United States. And I'll always love the job. I'm just too old to be getting behind the wheel and sitting around for 11, 13 hours at a time. But this is something that, you know, like I said, I'm very passionate about, and I know you're super passionate about it, because our job is to help these people.
Not only that, check this out. How many trucks, when I say trucks, I mean semis, how many semis are literally in Canada right now?
Oh, the numbers, you know, I wish I could get at the exact numbers. I mean, let's put it this way. Whatever you bought, whether you bought it at Walmart, whether you bought it, you know, Superstore, I mean, essentially a truck has bought it or brought it to you. So, you know,
exactly.
Whether it's groceries, whether it's a television, I mean, it comes from, you know, the cargo ships, gets loaded onto a truck, and a truck has brought it to you. So trucks are very, very, you know, you need the trucks for the movements of goods, whether it's in Canada or whether it's in the United States. I mean, either way, everything nowadays is being brought on a truck. I mean, it's not like back in the 1900s where, go ahead.
No, no, oh, sorry, no, exactly. I was going to say, and this is a bit of a cheap shot I'm going to toss out, but for the mellow fellow who always says we don't do anything and doesn't know what's going on, what he doesn't know is that we've actually been doing this already over the past, what, 4 or 5 months on a smaller scale, but now that we've got it perfected,
mm-hmm.
it's going to go beyond, how can I say it, beyond planetary. Because you got the truck, you got the companies, you got the, the suppliers. What do you call it? Let's say if Jim's Fish Store wants to order a bunch of Jack Dempsey's, he's considered the customer, right? Or in the trucking industry, what's he called?
Well, it's basically, he's going to be the importer of the fish.
Oh. Okay. That's
and then
right,
you
right. Got so Jim's Fish Store can grow, Superstore can grow even larger, Walmart can grow even larger, and once we get a Walmart, we just need one Walmart contract. Done. So what the Melatella he didn't realize is we've already been doing this in other projects. So the only reason now we're announcing this is because people know me, and they know that when stuff is close to being done, that's when we come out and announce it. But when it's in the test phase, we're silent on it. So now, ready to expand it larger than what we have it now. So we got the connections. We got the power to do all that. You got the knowledge for the trucking. I got the knowledge for the border stuff combined, along with the other resources we have and all the contacts we have in the trucking industry. So I don't... I just had to stop everything today, the work, have a glass of wine, and it's just, I'm just in awe, because now that's going to push us at least, it's going to push us into the millionaire men's club, if not billionaire men's club, within the next probably 15 months.
Oh, we've got the knowledge, and we have the materials, and we have, you know, many people in the industry. And you know, our knowledge, you know, combined just in our collective group, you know, ourselves, there's not, I'll loosely use the term that, you know, it's knowledge that you should have if you're a truck driver or a owner. Some people, you know, if they don't know what they're doing, they can get into a lot of trouble.
They're screwed. They're up the creek without a paddle. They're totally screwed. But because we've got the resources, and like you said, the knowledge and the personnel and the other stuff, and we got the 99% success rate, bro, I mean, for us, honestly, the sky is, it's not even, the sky's not even the limit. The universe is the limit. It's unreal. And
actually,
wait,
with that being said, I was just gonna add. With that being said, I think in the last broadcast or in the last show, I think we just slightly touched base on someone that was an essential worker, and considering that he's a truck driver, that. We went through his case, and he got his waiver to enter back into the United States to, you know, to, to process the movement of goods within the 30 days. So, I mean, that resource right there and that, you know, case, you know, it just, it propels us that we know how to, you know, how to go through and to work through every individual's circumstances.
Exactly. And now we have a pipeline to bring these drivers into Canada to drive. So that, I would say, maybe another 60 days or so, that's going to be wrapped up as well. And then we can bring these guys in to drive, put these guys to work. These guys can, you know, bring in the goods. These guys are really, essentially, they're helping the Canadian economy, helping Canada grow. They're feeding people. They're helping the owners, store owners, like, you know, like Superstore, Walmart, et cetera, helping them grow, expand. So literally everyone is, you're feeding the poor, literally, and the owners are making money, and you're keeping people employed, and these people who you keep employed, they're able to feed their families, so they're less dependent upon government services. I mean, how can you go wrong with this scenario? How can you?
In my personal opinion, there is no, you know, there's no smoke and mirrors on, you know, in this one, because it's basically the economy needs to grow and it needs to get back to normal. And the way to do that is that, you know, people from all different sectors, they have to, you know, collectively, you know, work together. And people that are part of the, you know, transportation and the movement of goods, I mean, that's the first area right then and there. And then you've got, you know, the essential workers such as, you know, people in the medical field, service industry. If everybody gets back to normal and then things, you know, just collectively goes pre-COVID, then everybody's happy at the end of the day. Nobody's sad. You know, people are allowed to travel again. They could be happy. Their mental health and wellness and being is all restructured and balanced. That's all.
Yeah,
it's
the
balanced.
One gentleman that came in about 3 months ago, we discussed this very scenario with him. So he's on board. I think he's still doing his due diligence. I won't go into detail about that because, again, I don't want to give those two individuals any kind of hint so they can try to, you know, reverse engineer it. But once he gets back to us, the gentleman, then it's done. It's done because we can get these guys where they can have contracts literally all over North America. It's just, it's unbelievable. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, who gives a flying flamingo about doing greasy-ass fingerprints? You know, a chimpanzee can do that when you can earn true wealth and sit back and have people working for you. But you also, you know, helping people feed their families. You're helping people, you know, make their own money and grow themselves. And the corporations are growing as well, but they're also giving back to the community. So I had to throw that cheap jab in there. But, yeah, so you can't go wrong with it. And it all boils down to not needing a U.S. wave of inadmissibility.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you 151% because, you know, not only is it challenging for, you know, individuals, and it takes a toll on their families too. I mean, how many people have come in that need to take, you know, young children to Disneyland, or maybe the wife would like to visit Hawaii. And I'm not specifically just targeting men. I mean, but the majority, you know, if the, you know, the patriarch is what I would say, you know, the household, if he can't go to the States, it's a definite burden on the family. And that's what I want to avoid for a lot of people. If you don't need it, don't get it.
Hey, by the way, you won't believe what just happened. I don't know if you heard that ping, but how can I say it? I will only say it's a gentleman I know at a trucking company, and he heard the broadcast, and then he wants me to ring him up right after this done because he's got some questions. Sounds like he wants to sign up. And yeah, we can.
Oh,
yeah,
excellent.
We could probably put him at. Yeah, we could probably put him at 800K a year, if he lives, if he follows the plan. And he just said here, that's why I pinged him. He said, I don't care how much it costs. He said, let me know when. That's what I like to hear. But you know what? Actually, sorry. On that note, we're gonna have a quick commercial break. One of our sponsors.
Has this ever happened to you? You live in Canada. And you're stopped at the American border and denied entry, preventing you from traveling to Vegas or anywhere in America for that matter. Maybe they gave you a hard time because you got busted smoking a joint or something a long time ago. How about you U.S. citizens who've been stopped at the Canadian border on your way to Whistler, Vancouver, maybe Toronto? Didn't it just piss you off? Well, especially if the border official gave you a hard time because of some little thing on your record from the distant past. Well, denied entry to USA.com can help. Denied entry to USA specializes in resolving border crossing problems. With years of experience, these guys can be your lifesavers. They'll work on your behalf so you can easily go back and forth for vacations, business, pleasure, or just to have fun, if you know what I mean. Online at denied entry to USA.com, or give them a call at 888-908-3841. That's 888-908-3841. Get your ass back on the road with denied entry to USA.com.
Oh, that was a great... This is what I mean. Things just happen so much out of the clear blue sky. I was not expecting to get that that ping. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I was just going to say that's what these shows are all about. You know, it's just helping people, you know, getting information out there. And, you know, now he wants to come aboard, and that's a great thing because we know how to ultimately push things forward, and for him to you know, decide on what he wants to do and how to approach it is good for us.
You know what? Exactly. And, you know, I keep forgetting that these shows are heard literally around the world. I don't know why. It just...
Well,
you think about what remember, but...
Well, like I said earlier in the broadcast, I mean, I reiterated earlier that this is, you know, something I'm passionate about, you know, because I used to be a truck driver for many, many years. I mean, almost at the bulk of the numbers, you know, close to 20 years, but that's a lot of, let's put it this way, I've got a lot of mileage. So, you know, being a truck driver, I mean, I've had, you know, many, many great contracts throughout the years. I think my personal favorite one was Costco, because Costco is just spread all across the United States, all across Canada. That was my favorite contract, and it was one of my funnest contracts, to be honest. And there's many, many trucking companies that have, you know, exclusive contracts. And another one of my favorite ones was the different ports around the country. You know, I was based out of Vancouver here, so anybody that lives in Vancouver knows the Vancouver port system. Seattle was another great port system for me, all the way down to San Francisco, right into Florida and New York, and then come back. So I'm very knowledgeable in the trucking sector, and you are super, you know, knowledgeable in every other aspect when it comes to, like, immigration violations. So those two combinations put together, it's a knockout. I mean, I don't know anybody else really in the industry. I don't even think there's really, you know, many law firms that even specialize in anything, you know, close to what we put together. So,
they can't touch us. None of, my ego is larger than the planet Jupiter. None of them can touch us. they can't even, they're not even worthy to be in the same room we are. They even drink the same water we do. They will bow when we walk by. That's what I say. And that's just not me that's not me putting on an act. People who know me well know that's my natural personality. So I say, now you mere commoners, you peasants, you bow down before the great rich and the great Ken Scott and his staff member. Well, I hate to say staff, and his people. We're going to overtake this industry.
His team.
And
the team. You
yeah,
know,
there we go. And you know, people like being around things like exciting, successful, especially women. They love being around men exciting, men that got drive, men that got gumption and juice and all that stuff and knowledge. And, you know, the same with these companies. Like, just yesterday, the he's likely listening, the gentleman who's, how can I say it? I'll say the gentleman in the transportation business. I will just say that. He said, man, you're all over the internet. Your face and everything. I said, what? I didn't think much of it at first. I said, oh, I guess so. I don't know. So he said, me and I guess you, said we're both all over. So that's how well-known we've become in this industry. And apparently he read some comments from a mellow fellow, and then he told me his opinion about it. I said, all right, well, you know, I said, you know, the fella is just doing the best he can. I mean, you know, the fella's just tied down. The fella, you know, has 3-4 kids he's got to pay for, and formula and pablum and all that stuff. And, you know, he has to hide behind his wife and her skirt because he's not a man enough to be able to handle his own business. I don't know, maybe he wears dresses and lipsticks too, which is fine, you know. The world needs people from all walks of life. You know, I'm okay with that. You know, and all that good stuff. But it's too bad people cannot cooperate and work together. Then we can make everyone great.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Where do you kind of go with that? You know, like it's just, like I said, everybody kind of like, I understand, you know, I sympathize with, you know, a lot of people out there. And I mean, right now people are struggling and,
yeah,
you know, exactly. They're doing what they need to do. You know, if you're a truck driver, you got to be careful of what's going on. You always, you know, what I like to tell people is always be mindful around your surroundings. You know, the company you keep, you know, what you do for work, it's all relative. I mean, you know, and I'm not here to bash on anybody because that's just, you know, that's not me. That's not, you know me, it's not my way.
Exactly.
But, you know, like I said, I sympathize with a lot of these people. I mean, people that do come in, I mean, you know, their circumstance, every individual has different circumstances. You know, there was a couple of clients, they'd come in and some have gone through divorces. Some are still pending divorces, some custody issues. And, you know, at the end of the day, they need to do what they need to do. And we need to do what we need to do. And, you know, with that being said, it's, look, if you need to go, you know, to the United States, you know, that's our job, is to make sure you can travel free and clear. But we sympathize and we work with you within your budget. And I like doing that with people.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know.
And, I mean, you know the administrator. Her thing is, here's the price, this is the fee, pay or get out. And that's why she doesn't really see people. That's why we just do all the seeing. So she just works behind the scenes.
Right.
Because, you know, when the day is over, people that know me well, they know. I mean, if I see a homeless guy in the street and she's seen me do this, this is a homeless guy I used to give money to all the time. You know, he's, you know, the guy is down his luck, and I get that. And I say, hey, man, look, I hope this can help you. And she wouldn't get, well, he's lucky if he gets 50 cents from her. But I would give dollars, $5, $10. So Christmas, I gave the guy a $20 bill. I say, man, you know what? It's Christmas. Enjoy yourself. And the thing is, when you do stuff like that, like law of attraction, it just comes back to you. You know, when you're good to people, it comes back. And I might say a few things about the Mellow Fellow and all that stuff, but I wish him well. I've got no ill will against him, or really any competitors who may be jealous of us. And everyone needs to just get along and just have peace and just handle your business. You know, just handle your business and don't put yourself in these situations where you cannot handle your business. And it's not a topic, I guess, for this show, but too many people put themselves in situations where they're tied up and they say, what can I do? Now I'm screwed. Same with these truckers. They get called to secondary by CBP and the guard says to them, what did you do on such and such day, such and such? Now he's screwed. He doesn't realize his life literally is flashing before him. And if he does or says the wrong thing, he is screwed. But the good news is if they reach out to us before he goes down, we're basically his vaccine. So he's going to be protected. Then he's going to be fine. I'll just say vaccine. YouTube gets funny about that kind of stuff. So I'll just say vaccine.
Brother, too often do I hear drivers and carriers just receiving bad advice from, you know, their dispatchers and, you know, owners and et cetera. You know, I'm not saying they only care about profit from, you know, moving, you know, freight rather than, you know, taking care of the driver and their resulting consequences if they're caught making, you know, illegal freight movements. I mean, you know, the overview of this topic, you know, about cabotage, point-to-point, interstating, is to, like, you know, shed some light, you know, on a confusing subject. Because, like I said, there's many expendable drivers that just get caught up. You know, they're just doing their job. They're doing what they're told. And like I said earlier, you know, not a lot of these owners and dispatchers actually know the actual rules. And when it comes to it, you know, that's what happens. But, you know, drivers are expendable. But at the end of the day, an individual driver, it hurts them in the long run. Can they enter the United States again? Well, maybe get the lifetime ban like you touched upon. Maybe they might get, you know, the 5-year ban. You know, there's different circumstances. I mean, at the end of the day, whoever you get in secondary, maybe you get a guy, you know, he had sex that morning and he's in a good mood and he says, you know what, don't do it again. Or you get some, you know, real nasty, you know, guy who just, you know, the wife didn't pack him, you know, a great, you know, lunch and dinner and tuna casserole. You know, he's having that again. So he just takes it out on the individual driver. Says, you're done, buddy, you know, get out of here. Don't ever come back. I mean, circumstances are always controversial and it's always different. So that's what we're here for.
And there's one thing I want to drum into the heads of these people, especially these drivers. Now, I like to pick fun at millennials, but I'm going to say this. If you want to believe in Santa Claus, Snow White, and the Easter Bunny, then, you know, that's fine. I understand. Cause in fact, I see the Easter Bunny right now. Oh, there he goes. He's hopping over there in the field, smoking a joint. But, hey, you know, if you want to believe in that, that's fine. So you guys have got to realize when you are a driver only, really any employee quite often, but if you are a driver only, you work for that company as a driver. That company is in the business of moving freight and making money. So if that company says, hey, Sequinder, stop in Portland, pick up oranges on your way down to Los Angeles. Don't worry about it. Drop them off in Fresno. Then in Fresno, pick up an empty trailer, take it down to Los Angeles, which is against, correct me if I'm wrong, which is against the rules. And then once he gets caught doing that, and he says, my dispatcher's either going to say, I don't know what he's talking about, or the guard's going to say, well, sir, you know, dispatcher's not here, you're here. So you're the one that's going to get the screwing. So then he goes back to work, and they say, oh, sorry, you're a liability. You know what? They're at the door. So you guys got to realize when you're an employee of these companies, they're calling the shots in terms of, like, you know, generating profit and revenue. You're expendable. So making extra money is fine, but you got to have some common sense also knowing where you stand with these companies. And then if the company tosses you under the bus, you can't say, oh, my God, what happened? What happened? What do you mean what happened? As far as they're concerned, you're expendable. You were tossed under the bus. So they can keep making profit, and they'll go to Jet Tinder and hire him. But the tender is going to know the game, so he's going to know. He's going to already have been to us, so he won't have any trouble in USA. And eventually, he's going to be the one who's going to open his own company, and he can make the $600K a year after, you know, we show him how to do it. So the bottom line, what I'm trying to say is, guys, is you got to get some common sense. You got to get some brains in. Some common sense has got to kick in. And I'm going to give you know the example I always give, you know, especially with the millennials. You guys want to believe fairy tales, whether you're a trucker or whether even with these waiver cases, like you tell the guard, oh, well, yeah, I did bumps on the table. I did rails. I such and such, thinking the guard is your buddy. And then you wonder why you get the lifetime ban. Well, guys, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Take your right boot off. Okay, so he takes his right boot off. Just stick your foot out. Watch, I got something I want to show you. Okay, he sticks his foot out. So I've got a huge bowling ball, you know, like the old-style bowling balls you see at the alley. Not the small ones, but the big ones. And I hold it 6 feet in the air over his foot. So what are you going to do? I'm going to drop it on your foot. He said, what, are you nuts? I said, don't worry about it. You can buy another foot. Hold still. He said, why are you going to drop it? Well, it's not going to hurt. You're fine. And he said, what do you mean going to hurt? I said, sir, if the bowling ball has never fallen on your foot, how do you know it's going to hurt? They'll look at me like, oh, well, that makes sense. And if he is less intelligent enough to allow me to drop the bowling ball on his foot, you know what I mean? As long as he's of sound mind and not mentally ill, you know, that's a different story. But as long as he's of sound mind, he allows that. He deserves what he gets. Because there's some things that need to kick in, like, you know what I mean, like right away. So I got the same thing when I used to go to Dublin's Pub in Surrey over in Cloverdale, you know, Fraser, I think it's 184th. And I met birds in there, people in there, and I'd say, hey, I've got some prime oceanfront property to sell you on the lunar surface. And I bullshit you not, just about every time I did that, the birds in there, the people, women would say, oh, well, how much is it? So, oh, I'll let it go for $100 an acre, but maybe $100 to $200 an acre. And they said, oh, that's a good price. So yeah, it's a good price. I said, you got to get your own transportation there. And do you know what? 95% of them believed it. They believed it. Half the guys believed it. One guy in the group, he just laughed. And the thing is, I was just BSing, right? But the point is, people have got to, you know, you got to wake up and get some critical thinking skills. So if you're a driver and your dispatcher says to you, he says, don't worry, you'll be fine, pick it up, and you pick it up anyway, if you get burned, whose fault is that?
Oh, exactly. I mean, it's the onus of the driver, you know, to know the rules of the road. And, you know, hate saying it, if you just don't know, don't do it. Don't even attempt
exactly.
It.
Exactly. You got to know before you go. And that's why I want to do another video on this topic, but slightly different, about these people who admit to all the smoking and, you know, all the stuff at the border. And then they wonder why the guard just gave them a lifetime ban. They say, what did I do? Like, what do you mean, what did you do? So same with these truckers. Don't say you didn't know, because now you've been warned. And now you know where to come for the education to protect yourself and to make more money. So I'm going to leave it up to the guys to do what they, you know, have to do in order to make sure they're protected. What do you say?
Oh, most definitely. There's really nothing else to really add on my end. I mean, everything you said and touched, I mean, we've touched base on almost every point. I mean, if you're, even if you're hesitant and you are listening to this, you know, show, I mean, reach out to us. Give us a call. I mean, if you want us to, you know, show you how to, you know, expand, you know, your horizon, so to speak, give us a call. We, you know, we're the leaders in the industry right now with all the materials and everything we've got at our disposal.
Exactly. And give us a shout at 1-888-908-3841 or 604-332-9213. And that's www.usentrywaiverservices.com. And I always say what? We're there when you need us. But what do you have to say?
Well, you know, we iterate, you know, our Vulcan colleagues' favorite saying. I'll leave that up to you.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here now. But like the Surrey BC manager just said, and in the words of my Vulcan colleague, live long and prosper.
Here I stand, done bent, gotta represent, South Bent, Trope, L.A., every day, nigga, monthly, yearly, 34 to be exact, nigga, fear me, atomic dog, I'm in your zone, your area, bull massive, pit bull terrier, I'm coming through like the woo dump in chambers, third life, get it right, nigga, danger, 7 shots to my body, ain't no killing me, lock and load, double back, I had you feeling me, 40 Glock up on your block. Headshot, chest plate getting blown when the nine knocks, and in the distance ain't no resistance. Say your homeboy swear they gonna murder me, said they heard of me, they think I'm on a murder spree. But when they roll up and chase try to find me, that's when I'm dumping with the fat Mac 90. From the cradle to the grave I've been kicking static, I've been around from revolvers to automatic. See I'm a stand-up, stomp down soldier. Much older now from back then, when I was thugging in my songs on my black swim. See, I'm a G, nigga, married to the thug shit. Here the C-O-E, Sherm stick. That's how we do it, kicking back.
Commission going combat, gangstavidian, terrorize the DDN. I thought you knew Swift to the combo, competitor, garage and cheap, look like Ketata. Knocking out, beyond the bus. Right, fuck a tree.
What up? Join us next time for another episode of the Denied Entry USA Show. A show to not only educate you about US entry waivers, but we're also here to help you stay out of trouble. Make your choices in life wisely. Handle your business, or your business will handle you.
Yeah, we're gonna give y'all a little something about what happens on an everyday life over here, man. Each and every day, it's the same niggas, the same people, the same community, whatever. We don't change.
Fit as I ride, smoking that pack. Oh, still stay lit, my eyes are slow. They clinging like fire. I keep replacing, but I know I get so higher. See, man, it's something that cut with Levi's on creep. Fuck peace, if you got beef, let's handle it in the street. Ask free, pancakes, my G's gon' bounce up. Spit 500 on chronic, it's smoke.